And I'm glad that you could be with us this morning during this time of devotions. We all have things that we have to do in our lives to keep the wolf away from the door. Isn't that what they call it? Keeping the wolf away from the door. Good morning, Brainerd. Hello. Thanks for joining us this morning. There's an old saying, you know, that stay away from old wives' fables or wives' tales. Well, some wives' tales are traditions that are not necessarily bad, but some really aren't so good, are they? Good morning, Robert. Marina and Ray Ramos. Hope it may not be morning where you're at, but it's about 6:30 here in the United States, in the state of Missouri. Well, there's an old saying, there's two ways to call the state of Missouri. You can call it Missouri or Missouri. Some people say that they're in the state of misery. Okay. But God has given us a admonition that whatever state we're in, we're to be content, right? And He is the one that's in charge of the bounds of our habitation. Good morning, Joy Cuddy. How are you this morning? I like to read in the mornings from this, it's called the Daily Light, and it's, all it is the scriptures put together from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. And, by the way, I like the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. I don't like all the newfangled versions out there, because they're corrupted. Good morning, Sharon Masih Sahota. Sahota. I like the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. A lot of people have attacked it, come against it. The New International Version is corrupted. There's been hundreds of deletions taken out of it. And I don't like the Vatican corrupted versions of the Bible. Okay, I'm going to read through this. Look unto the rock when she are hewn, and to the hole to the pit when she are digged. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. Isaiah 51 and Psalm 51:5. None I pitied thee, but thou wast cast out in an open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, live. Ezekiel 16:5. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. Psalm 42 and 3. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Welcome, Lee Rogers. Has He put a new song in your mouth this morning? Do you find that during the day that you praise Him and thank Him for the great things that He's done for you? And I know that we need to praise Him. We're exhorted to praise Him. When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, 6 and 8. God, who's rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. You know, a lot of people deny that we're born and conceived in sin. When I was immersed in all the psychological garbage in my earlier days of heathenism, university, I didn't want to hear that, you know. I wanted to believe that we were a blank slate. I went along with all of this psycho garbage, you know, B.F. Skinner and Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung and Rogers and Maslow and all the other ones. You know, all psychology comes against the Bible. It's man-centered humanism. It has nothing to do with the reality of God's Word. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful to my God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Isaiah 61 and Psalm 34 and Psalm 84. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Excuse me, in spiritual songs. And making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Psalm 103. James 5, Ephesians 5, and Colossians 3:16. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Our praise not only is a blessing to ourselves, but it is a blessing to others that are in Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always, and say, again I say, rejoice. Philippians 4:4. Well, this morning, yesterday I was reading a little bit from this book about my experiences, and I want to read a little bit more. This is 20 years later, from when I had the horrendous experience of being terminated from the state of Missouri as a social worker for refusing to license homosexuals as foster parents and placing children with homosexuals, and how God delivered us in a mighty way. And over the years, I have been blessed with realizing that God is over all things, including our destiny. And if we look at the life of Joseph, we can see that. The first two chapters of Genesis give us an account of the creation of the earth and man and woman. It explains clearly that everything was created in 6 24-hour days. You know, people want to try to use intelligent design is to say that, oh, it was millions and millions of years. No, it was not. You know, the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. How many hours are in a day? Okay. We also, through study of the Bible, learn that the earth is fixed, stationary, and is not spinning through space, orbiting at 60,000 miles an hour. Now, if you want to, I'm not going to get off, and, you know, I know a lot of people say, oh, you get off track talking about flat earth and stationary earth and attacking NASA and all of the lies. Well, what does Scripture call it? Scripture calls it false science. And if you still want to hold on to heliocentrism, you know, the old reformers, all of them were geocentric, okay? Because they believed the Bible. The Bible says that the earth is fixed. God has placed boundaries that the oceans cannot pass over. So if you ever want to do a study on Antarctica. And also study geocentrism. Anyway, I'm not going to get into an exhaustive discussion about that, but it does bear looking into from a biblical perspective. You know, we are under the new covenant of grace. You know, Paul said that we are no longer under the law. Okay, in other words, the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. We realize that we're under a higher law. We're under the law of grace, if you want to put it that way. We're under the new covenant, a new and better covenant. And even though that at creation we were all plunged into, by the fall of Adam, after he disobeyed, he and his wife Eve disobeyed God and partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which plunged all of us into spiritual death. For the Christian, we have been born again by the Spirit of God. I like the word quickening. We've been quickened. You know, a lot of the false doctrines purport that a person that's been born again can lose his or her salvation. The Scripture affirms that a person who's been born again by the Spirit of God has been given the gift of eternal life. And the life is hid in God. And they have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, meaning that we have His righteousness. It's not our righteousness. It's His righteousness. He's holy, pure, just, undefiled. It's a song that says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You know, it's hard for us to understand the holiness of God when we're living in such a fallen world. Welcome aboard J. Cale, Pedro Calvadonico, and Brainerd this morning. Also, I want to welcome aboard Donnie Erza, L. Michael North, Pedro, and Pius Okero. Probably one of the most well-known false prophets over the last 40 years has been Billy Graham. Billy Graham started preaching some truth, but over time he became an absolute heretic. He started denying Scripture. He denies a literal hell. He even said on the Robert Shuler show a few years ago that a man doesn't even have to know Christ to get to heaven. I heard him also say that he believes that a lot of good people wouldn't be in heaven that did not know Christ. That's not Scripture. Scripture says that he's given him a name that's greater than any name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Scripture also tells us that there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. We know that there are many other false prophets out there. During my childhood and upcoming into adulthood, everybody was exalting Norman Vincent Peale. He and his wife published a periodical called Guidepost Magazine, which was really popular here in the United States. But do you know that Peale was totally immersed in Freudian psychology? He even had a group of psychologists in the basement of his church. He formed a Freudian psychology association in his church, and he named, of course, Robert Shuler named Norman Vincent Peale as one of his principal mentors. And now we have people like Rick Warren, author of Purpose-Driven Life and pastor of Saddleback Church. And Bill Hybels. And then you have this charismatic movement. You know, the Trinity Broadcasting Network has over 5,000 television stations throughout the world. Benny Hinn and Gloria Copeland and Kenneth Copeland, Richard Norrell Roberts, John Hagee, Mark Sharona, Paula White, Juanita Bynum, T.D. Jakes, all have national ministries promoting a touchy, feel-good, humanistic religion. John Hagee has gone on national TV proclaiming that Jesus Christ did not come as Messiah to the Jews. And it was never his intention to do so. This is dispensational. The reason I'm pointing out the Zionist and the dispensational lies that are so prevalent, brought about by C.I. Schofield and the Schofield Reference Bible, is that we need to be warned against these false teachers. We're told to exhort, rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. There will come a time when they will not endure a sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. One thing runs prevalent through all of these folks' ministries. They uphold the free will of man, which does not exist. Another popular, very popular person in the United States is C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was associated with J.R.R. Tolkien. They were both involved in the occult practices, the New Age movement. C.S. Lewis was basically a Roman Catholic. Denied the substitutionary atonement of Christ. Well, I don't want to go any further with that this morning. This is to encourage you, but it's also to warn against these false doctrines. But Jesus Christ has done all things well. He's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. With the joy that was set before him, He endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Father of God. You know, what a beautiful thought this morning to know that Jesus Christ completed all the work for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Just like in the Old Testament, where animal sacrifices were made looking forward to the coming of the perfect sacrifice, the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ. Jesus became our sin bearer for God's people whom Christ died for. And because of that, their sins are no longer, are not imputed to them, for they have been imputed to Jesus Christ. When we think about the resurrection, it gives us great hope for our imminent, eternal fellowship and communion with Jesus Christ in heaven. It's really hard for us to conceive how that the soul, when we die, leaves the body and goes back to God. We cannot even fathom or comprehend this absolute miracle, can we? But we know that it is true. Because Christ himself was raised from the dead. Because Christ was raised from the dead, we know that we likewise will be raised incorruptible. And we will be given a new glorified body. We know the story of the disciples going to the tomb, finding the stone rolled back and seeing the grave clothes lying there. We also know the multiple accounts of Christ appearing to the disciples as well as 500 people after the resurrection. Welcome aboard, George, Stevan, and Tapond Manna. There was an ongoing controversy between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees, you know, believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees said there was no resurrection. You know, a lot of people say that's why they were called Sadducees, because they were sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. All the way through the book of Acts, Peter and Paul preached the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, the resurrection is proof of the absolute power over death of Jesus Christ. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Christ said, if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen, and we're yet in our sins, 1 Corinthians 15:13. In Peter 1:3, Peter says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So we have a great hope. And so I would like to conclude this morning with one of my favorite passages in the book of Jude, 24th and 25th verses of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. I want to remind people we have a video conference this evening for our listeners on Facebook Live. We're going to have a special video conference for you. And it's at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 6 o'clock. I don't know what that converts to your time. But I'm going to post my email here for you, and if you send me your email, I'll invite you, give you an invite to the video conference this evening. And also, if you get in my email box, I will, from time to time, I send out things to people that I think, are edifying and build up in the Christian faith. May God be with each one of you this morning. My blessings and love are with you all. And I appreciate you joining us, all of those that were mentioned, and you're in our thoughts and our prayers. I get so many requests for gifts and funds, and I'm one person, and we have a little small house church. We're not a mega church. People look at on Facebook and say, well, he's got 5,000 friends. He must have money. I don't have money. Okay. So I don't want to mislead you all. I'd love to be able to give to every one of your ministries. I wish I had the resources to do that. We support people here locally. We also support some people from other areas. We support an individual in Pakistan, and we give to ministries. But don't be discouraged. Don't leave just because you know you can't get anything out of this old boy. It's not that I wouldn't love to give you money. You know, remember what Peter said to the person that was wanting money? He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I give to you, what did he give? And he brought about that person's spiritual and physical healing. That's more important than money. The love of money is the root of all evil, isn't it? And I know there's so many needs in these countries. I know that I hear about them every day from y'all. I hear about the extensive needs in Pakistan, in Kenya, in Uganda, in India, and across the world. And my heart goes out to those that are suffering immensely and suffering persecution in Pakistan and all these areas. God knows what you're going through. And we are not to forget the poor. We are to be a father to the fatherless. And I support wholeheartedly all of those that are reaching out to the poor and the homeless and the fatherless and the widows. We're commanded as Christians to do that. And so I don't want you to think that I am not sensitive to those needs. If I had the resources, I would support all those who are supporting and helping those who are in need. So with that, I want to say have a great morning and continue to trust. Our motto is Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Trust ye in the Lord forever. And the only way we can trust in the Lord is if God has placed his faith in us. God be with you this day.